What is homesteading? Part 1, October 10, 2021. John Caden. Homesteading has a variety of definitions. There are traditional meanings and more recent redefinitions, loosely related to the traditional meanings. The term is derived from homestead, rooted in Old English, meaning one's dwelling in the village, stead meaning place and home meaning village. The meaning of the word changed in the 1800s when the U.S. federal government adopted the term within the names of a series of population displacement acts, intended to repopulate newly acquired territory with settlers more loyal to the country. Population displacement was an old practice, dating as far back as the Assyrian Empire in the 700s BC when Assyria conquered Israel, forcibly removing the population and moving in settlers from their other territories. Typically, removal was by force. Resettling was by incentive and reward. 270 million acres of land were redistributed in this fashion. But not everyone received the same amount of land, nor was the length of time that the land was to be worked the same. The definition of homestead changed to mean a plot of land sufficient to support a family. Starting out at 160 acres, in some dryland territories it was 640 acres. By the end of the program, it was down to 5 acres. The 5-acre plot in the waning days of the Homestead Acts would become an important element in the new, evolved meaning of homesteading. Let's put that aside for the time. Land ownership was a huge reward for anyone willing and able to convert raw land into an enterprise that would support their family. Despite the opportunity, most would not make it. Those who did, had to rely primarily on their own ability. They were far removed from resources in the eastern part of the country. They would have neighbors in adjoining homesteads and eventually towns would form, but under the best circumstances, they and their neighbors and the nearest new towns were still far removed. Self-reliance was the trait that separated those who would make it from those who would not make it. Out of 4 million land claims made under the Homestead Acts, only 1.6 million deeds were issued. 2.4 million well-intentioned dreamers did not make it all the way to receiving a deed to the land they claimed. In 1982, Hank Williams Jr. released A Country Boy Can Survive. See the video here, https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=omdlup4is. In his hit song, Williams touted the self-reliant culture of country boys as the reason they could survive calamity when others might not. It is an assumption that rural residents have more skills such as hunting, trapping, fishing, farming, ranching, gardening, preserving food, building and creative engineering. The assumption has some merit, although rural residents have many of the same dependencies as their non-rural counterparts. Nevertheless, the premise is this: rural residents are likely to have more skills, experience, and local resources to withstand disruptions than do non-rural residents.